السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is Dr. Ali Zaini from the Weekend Islamic School, and it's the Quran Studies class, and it's dealing with the name of Allah, Al-Adl. Al-Adl, one of the primary 99 names of Allah is Al-Adl. Allah has many names, infinite number of names. However, there is a primary list of 99. One of them is the name Al-Adl. Al-Adl means the absolute just and fair. Okay? So that's represented here by this balance, that he's the absolute just and fair. And signs of his justice is the balance. That's why Al-Adl also means the balance maker, the balance creator, the balance provider, any of these translations would work. And to make it clear, I've added this kind of balance here to show you how complicated is the balance that Allah has created. It's not just simple like this, simple balance like this. No, it is a sophisticated kind of balance like that. Okay, and let's see the introductory video about the balance in the universe.
The miraculous balance in the universe.
Miraculous balance in the universe.
The miraculous balance in the universe. Modern science proved not only that the universe was created from nothing, but it also showed that every single detail was part of a flawless order. Today's discoveries prove that the universe was not formed by mere chance, as the materialists claim. On the contrary, the entire universe is the perfect creation of God. One of the aims of the universe's divine balance was to create the most favorable conditions for human beings. Astrophysical observations show that the universe's expansion rate, the Earth's location in the Milky Way galaxy, the wavelength of light from the sun, the viscosity value of water, the distance between the Earth and the Moon, the ratio of the atmospheric gases, and many other factors were set to form the ideal conditions for human beings. This balance is so delicate that even minor changes in these ratios would have rendered the world unlivable. Our world would have been a dead planet. Astronomers and theoretical physicists call the astonishing balance the fine tuning. And with each passing day, more evidence for this fine tuning is being discovered. Seeing this reality, many scientists, even those who harbored materialist prejudices, have accepted that there is a grand order and balance in the universe, and that this in turn proves creation. For example, British astrophysicist George Ellis wrote that these fine tunings present in the universe could only be explained by a miracle. In other words, through divine creation. Amazing fine tuning occurs in the laws that makes this complexity possible. Realization of the complexity of what is accomplished makes it very difficult not to use the word miraculous without taking a stand as to the ontological status of the word. And Professor John O'Keefe, an astronomer working for NASA, had this to say. If the universe had not been made with the most exacting precision, we could never have come into existence. It is my view that these circumstances indicate the universe was created for man to live in. In conclusion, now, after long centuries of materialist deception, today the world of science has clearly seen the existence of God, the splendid balance of the Big Bang, the great order that was formed following this explosion. All this is coming up.
Okay, so that was about the balance that Allah has created in the universe. The balance is the that Allah has created in the universe, and everything is in balance. This is sign of His justice, sign of His name Al-Adl. Okay. In Surah Ar-Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the balance that He has created and that He wants us to maintain this balance. Not to violate the balance, He wants us to maintain this balance. Becomes part of our job is to maintain this balance.
He raised the sky high and has placed the scale so that you should not be wrongful in weighing. Observed the correct weight with fairness and do not make weighing deficient.
That translation was saying weight is balance, but translating weight is balance, but that's not an accurate translation. So let's look for the other translation. Maybe it's more accurate.
And the sky He hath uplifted, and He hath set the measure, that ye exceed not the measure, but observe the measure strictly, nor fall short thereof.
Okay, so basically the both translations are not showing the correct translation for balance. And this is what you call lost during translation. And it's basically Ar-Rahman, the most gracious, he taught the Quran, Allama al-Quran, He has created man, He has taught him speech, the sun and the moon furrow courses precisely calculated and computed, the stars and the trees prostrate or submit to him, and the heavens He raised it high, and He has established the balance, in order that you may not transgress against the due balance. So establish balance with justice and do not fall short of balance. Okay, that's the accurate translation. And this is all from verse number one. So this is verse number one here. And verse number two, etc. And this is verse number nine. Okay. And the rest is, implied. So Allah's stating that He established the balance of everything He has created. And He has ordered us as His custodians or representative of Him on earth, of His manners on earth, to maintain the balance that He has created and to keep the balance in all aspects of our life. That's an order, that's a command from Him. He commanded us to do keep the balance that He has created. Okay, now we are His custodians on earth. We have a custody of earth, and custodians on earth is Khalifa. As Allah said in Surah Al-Baqarah verse 30, I am creating Khalifa on earth. Khalifa is custodian or representative of the manners of Allah. Allah wants us to represent His manners, okay? And His manners come from His names of beauty, like the kind, the most kind, the most generous. He's kind, He wants us to be kind. The most generous, He's generous and He wants us to be generous. The fair, the just, He's just and He wants us to be just. So the manners come from His names of beauty, and He wants us to follow these names of beauty and implement them on earth as real life values and principles that control life on this earth, the manners of Allah. Okay, so as a representative of His manners, we are in custody of the balance He has created. Okay, you might wonder how come Allah created injustice? Well, if there is no injustice, there will be no justice. Okay? In order for justice to exist, injustice has to exist. Okay? Otherwise, it becomes meaningless. Okay? There will be no choice. There will be no free will. There will be no test. Okay? We will not be free to choose because there are no choices. Okay? And same thing here. Balance. In order for the balance to exist, unbalance has to exist. Okay? Now, also to appreciate the qualities of Allah. When we say Allah is the balance creator or the fair or the just. Okay? When we say Allah is the just. If there is no injustice, then we will not understand what you, Allah, what do you mean but you're just? Is there anything other than just? So we will not appreciate his qualities unless we have the opposite. Okay? And we see he represents the justice and shaitan represents injustice. He represents the balanced and shaitan is represents the unbalanced. One of the attributes of Allah, which is al-adl, okay, that he, everything that he created in balance and he has justice in everything that he has created. See, we have the rotation of the planets around the earth. If the earth is a little bit closer to the sun, okay, then because, see here, there is a balance between the gravity of the sun and the centrifugal force. Because you're rotating in a circle. So they balance each other. So the sun, the earth stays in the in its course, in its orbit. Doesn't go out of the orbit. If the earth is a little bit closer to the sun, we burn out of heat. If it's further, a little further away from the sun, then we freeze out of cold. So it is at the right location that is suitable for us. Okay? Selected by Allah. That's why he selected planet Earth to us and he put life into it by putting water. When we look at other planets, we look for water. If we don't find water, then there's no life. Okay? So that's how we find out if there's a life or not. And we have balance also in the food chain. The food chain, like this, depends on that. And it keeps going cycles and cycles, converting from one form to another so that it maintains life. Life stays. We have also the, we have from, for Earth, for example, we have the pressure from inside. We live in a ball of fire. We have pressure from inside the lava, okay? And we have the gravity. And we have the gravity. So we have the pressure out, and then we have the gravity. When they balance together, then the earth crust stays still. And then we can live on the earth crust. But actually, we're living on a ball of fire. And this leads us to understand that there are two kinds of balance. One is guarded by the laws of nature, and we have absolutely no control over it. We have no control over this pressure out, gravity. We have no control over the planets rotating, the sun and the moon. These are not guarded by us. These are guarded by the laws of nature, which is created by Allah. They cannot be broken. The laws of nature cannot be broken. Only Allah would break them if he wants. And this would be called miracle. Miracle means deviation from the laws of nature meant by Allah. Just like Prophet Jesus having be born from a mother without a father at all. That is not a law of nature. That's a miracle, okay? The laws of nature says that for every single human, there has to be two parents, mother and father. Exception, Adam, he doesn't have a mother or a father because he was the first man. Eve, same thing. No father, no mother. Jesus is just no father. And that's why the people who say we should worship Jesus because he had no father, Allah replies in the Quran and he says, Jesus is like Adam. Basically, Adam didn't have neither a father or a mother. But Jesus at least had the mother. So if we worship based on this criteria, then probably Adam is the one that qualifies for worship. But anyway, neither Jesus nor Adam qualify to be gods. Okay, but the guards, this is the balance that we guarded by the laws of nature. Now, the balance that is maintained and guarded by the laws of Islam, we have a choice. And we are the ones who are responsible because we have the laws of Islam and we have the laws of nature. The laws of nature cannot be broken. We have no control. Even the laws of nature that controls our body, we can't stop ourselves from aging. We can't stop ourselves from getting sick. We can't stop ourselves from breathing. Okay? We breathe by the laws of nature. If we have to think, if we have to use our brains to regulate our breathing, that is going to be a very heavy burden on the brain. And you will be just spending your time, most of your time, just regulating breathing because it's controlled by you. But alhamdulillah, it's controlled by the laws of nature, so we don't have to worry about it. It comes naturally, and the brain is not, you're not thinking about it. It just happens naturally, just like other things, like digesting the food. It's laws of nature. All of these things are laws of nature in your own body, controlled by the laws of nature. Sugar, insulin, liver, kidney, all these things, you don't think about it. You don't even know how they work, have no idea how your body works. And we, right now with modern science, we know something. We know some. We don't know everything yet. Okay, so basically the laws of nature control, and we have no control over it. The laws of Islam, we have responsible of establishing and maintaining the balance in the laws of Islam. So for example, and when I'm saying law of Islam, I'm saying Islam small I. And the reason we say Islam small I, because Islam small I is generic Islam, which is a verb, which was the religion of all prophets. They all came with Islam small I, which means submission to God. All of them came to teach submission to God or Islam. Okay. Now, but Islam capital I is the Islam of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in particular, and it's a noun. It's Islam of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that requires us to pray 5 times a day, to fast during Ramadan, to pay a charity 2.5%, for example, of the cash, to go for Hajj. This is the Islam capital I, which is for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But for other prophets, it's Islam small I. Okay? So the laws of Islam small I are used to regulate or to guard the balance. And we are the ones who are responsible of establishing and maintaining the balance. Okay? Okay. The balance in the laws of nature, maintained by the laws of nature, it's around ourselves, and we can appreciate it ourselves. We can't screw it up, even if we tried. For example, the fresh water that we drink and consume, which is the main source of water on this earth, is renewed repeatedly, like in cycles. We consume all the fresh water on earth once every year, something like that. But it comes continuously renewed. because of the cycle, sun evaporating the water, water making cloud, cloud making rain, rain is fresh water, and etc., etc., cycles and cycles that keeps going, so that we don't lose our supply of fresh water on Earth. This is not maintained by us. This is maintained by the laws of nature. And one of the signs of existence of Allah, that you have three existence of only, there is only one Allah. Why? Because you have three independent systems. You have the sun, which is a system by itself. You have the wind, which is system by itself. You have the water, which is a third system by itself. So you have three different systems. They work together to produce rain. Who coordinating, who taught the wind, the sun, the wind, and the water to work together to produce rain? It has to be the same creator, okay? So that he sets them up to work together to produce rain. Okay, the sun, we talked about the sun. We talked about the oxygen, consumes it every day, substituted by the green plants. They inhale carbon dioxide and then they exhale the oxygen. And this is how cycles of nature, laws of nature, we don't have control over that. So Allah created balance in everything to keep life going continuously until He wills to end it. We are living on the earth's crust, floating over a ball of fire, which is the core of the earth. The earth crust that we're living on is rotating around itself once a day with a speed of 1,000 miles per hour. Right now, you're moving with a speed of 1,000 miles per hour. And rotating around the sun with even higher speed of about 66,000 miles per hour. We don't feel this speed because of the balance, because of the balance of weight, gravity, okay? And so we don't feel that because of the balance that Allah created. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Hijr about the mountains that they are source of balance.
As for the earth, we have stretched it out and placed on it firm mountains, and we have caused to grow in it everything well balanced.
Everything is well balanced. Okay. So, Allah says that the mountains are stabilizers for the earth because they do push the earth crust inside, inward. Push the earth crust down onto the bottom. And the lava pressure will push the earth crust up. So you have the mountains is pushing down, the lava is pushing up. So it's like holding this like that. Mountains down, lava up, they balance together, so it's holding the earth crust like that, so that it doesn't continuously shake with us, just like a water floating on the swimming pool. Okay, so that's because of the balance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. Balance between we don't take it for granted because we're used to seeing it. Balance between day and night, between summer and winter, between life and death. Okay, we die, we disappear and replaced by new creation. All these things are done based on our laws of the nature, and they are driven by the will and power of Allah. We need to look at these signs and think about them so that we appreciate the balance that Allah has created. Now, for the laws of Islam, Allah ordered us to maintain the balance that He has left for us as His creation or custodians on earth to take care of. There's a story about an evil king that was debating with Prophet Ibrahim after he threw Prophet Ibrahim, destroyed the idols. They prosecuted him and they threw him into the fire. Allah protected him from the fire, so he walked out of the fire peacefully. He was in peace and he was comfortable walking out of the fire. It's a miracle. And he was well clothed. And the king, now the king is asked him, who is your God? So Prophet Ibrahim said, God is the one who gives life and death. So the king apparently was stupid. So he made a silly, ridiculous argument. He said, but I give life and death. And he brought a guy who is alive and he killed him. He said, here we go, I gave death. And he brought a guy who's in the death row. And then he spared him and he said, here we go, I gave him life. So Prophet Ibrahim realized that he's a stupid king. So what he did, he said, okay, fine. Allah brings the sun from the east. Can you bring it from the west? And the guy was stunned, like, huh? Was speechless, so didn't know what to say. Because he can't, because that's the law of nature. And you might say, why Allah is not letting us guard the laws of nature by ourselves? It's because the earth will get corrupt and life will not be possible on earth. So to get us to live on earth, he has to protect a lot of laws, by a lot of imbalances by the laws of nature. We are just required to keep the balances in the law of using the laws of Islam. And we screwed it up. Just imagine we screwed it up. Just imagine that we have control over these balanced systems. We would have destroyed life on earth a long time ago. Okay, he trusted us with our bodies, not to abuse our bodies, not to abuse the universe around us. He gave us power and control of other creation, such as animals and objects. He trusted us in having power on one another, slaves and kings, and we keep the balance and justice. He wants us to be balanced in our life, when we buy, when we weigh, when we deal with others. We should be balanced in everything, not to tilt this way or that way in favor of one issue against another, but to be balanced, just and fair in each and every aspect of our life. There are Allah condemned kind of people. They were trusted by keeping the balance in weighing, selling and buying. And they did not keep that balance because they were the ones who were supposed to maintain that balance. They didn't, which is a balance required by the laws of Islam, protected by the laws of Islam. They didn't. So Allah cursed them. Surah Al-Mutaffifin.
وَالْأَرْضَ مَدَدْنَاهَا وَأَلْقَيْنَا فِيهَا.
No, Surah Al-Mutaffifin. Okay, apparently it's not the right link. So 83:1-3. Surah 83.
In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, woe to the curtailers who, when they measure something to receive from people, take it in full, and when they measure or weigh something to give it to them, give less than due.
Cheaters. That's why Allah doesn't like them. Okay, they are cheaters. And then Allah threatens them. Don't they think that they will be brought to a day of judgment and they will be prosecuted for what they did? Those are an examples of the ones transgress against due balance. Woe unto those who don't keep the balance, those when they take measure of their dues, From others, they take it in full, but when they measure away for them, they are deficient. Don't they think that they would be called to account on a mighty day, the way which men will stand before the Lord of the worlds for judgment? All messages are based on maintaining the balance. All the prophets, they came to teach maintaining the balance. Surah Al-Hadid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I have sent the prophets and sent with them the balance.
We have indeed sent our messengers with clear proofs, and sent down with them the book and the balance, so that people may uphold equity. And we sent down iron in which there is strong power, and benefits for the people, and we did it, so that Allah knows the one who helps him and his messengers without seeing him. Surely Allah is strong
and mighty.
We verily sent our messengers with clear proofs and revealed with them the scripture and the balance, that mankind may observe right measure. And he revealed iron, wherein is mighty power and many uses for mankind, and that Allah may know him who helpeth him and his messengers, though unseen. Lo, Allah is strong, almighty.
Okay, so basically Allah sent two things: the scripture and the balance. So people, to establish justice, Allah has sent the scripture and balance together. And then Allah talks about sending down the iron, because, and the iron, and then he said iron has strength. It's an indication that you need to use iron. You might want to use iron to maintain the balance, to defend the balance, which is iron here represents, in this case, the weapons. That you might use iron to maintain the balance and to defend the balance, because people like to violate the balance, like to take for themselves, do to themselves, do to others what they don't want to do for themselves, treat others not the way they treat themselves, take away things from others, enslave others. They like to violate the balance to their favor. Okay? So we need this balance to distinguish between right and wrong. We need balance in our attitude, action, behavior, thinking, feeling, dealing with our wealth, knowledge, power, time, and all the resources that Allah has trusted us with, to perform the duty that we asked as custodians on earth. Allah created balance, for example, in spending. So he said, don't spend too much, don't spend too little. Be in the middle, be balanced. Okay, so now, if you spend too much, then you deprive the poor and needy from your wealth that you're spending in extravagance. Okay, that's why Allah says the extravagance are the brothers of the devils, and it has a lot of waste. You waste resources that Allah given to us to benefit from. Shaitan wants us to waste the blessings of Allah that Allah has given us to use. Shaitan likes to waste. Allah likes to make things useful. And by being extravagant, you're basically wasting the resources that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. So this is the balance. Okay, in spending, for example, balance is dealing with the body, so you don't go becomes like a monk, deprive your body from the basic needs, and on the other hand, don't be like a person who cares only about or mostly about his body, his looks, perfumes, you know, shampoos, and healthcare, and he doesn't care about the other important things, just like the soul, for example, gives a lot more attention to the body than the soul. we notice that Allah is one, and He created the laws of nature and the laws of Islam. Okay? And He made them so they can fit perfectly together. The laws of Islam and laws of nature fit perfectly together. They work together to create peace and to create a perfect life. Okay? Now, if we get in trouble with the laws of Islam, if we violate the laws of Islam, we get in trouble with the laws of nature. If we violated the laws of Islam, the laws of nature will punish us. Okay? I'll give you an example. Drinking. Your body is controlled by the laws of nature, and drinking is harmful because the laws of nature will of your body will be harmed by the alcohol, drinking alcohol. So this is when we violate the laws of Islam and drink, then the body will become sick. And that is when we get trouble with the laws of nature of our body. We can also get in trouble with the laws of nature and our surrounding. For example, drunk driving. When you're drunk and drive, you cause accidents and you cause disasters. So that's why the number of people who died in drunk driving, like a lot per year, like 60,000 or something in this neighborhood. Because you get in trouble with the laws of nature because you violated the laws of Islam, which is don't drink. Domestic abuse, violence, all of these come from drinking. Okay? So you get in trouble, you violate the laws of Islam, which is don't drink, you get in trouble with the laws of nature. Smoking, same thing. Adultery. Okay? When you violate adultery and you commit adultery, you get in trouble with the laws of nature, controlling our bodies and the society, the peace of the society. Okay, it will cause a problem. But they will cause sexually transmitted diseases. They will cause single mothers, pregnant teenagers, bastard children, which are children outside of marriage, etc. These are laws of nature. When you do violate the laws of Islam, which is don't fornicate, don't commit adultery, you get in trouble with the laws of nature. Another example, injustice. Okay? The laws of Islam say don't commit injustice. Why? Because there is a law of nature that says no justice, no peace. That's a law of nature. No justice, no peace. So if you commit injustice, then you get trouble with the laws of nature by having no peace. Example, before when we were more just, we had more peace. But when our justice fell down, we became more unjust, then we lost peace. After 9/11, we have to wait 45 minutes security lines. We lost peace in traveling. But before, we used to walk in all the way to the terminal fine, you know. Things were peaceful and easy then. But because we got in trouble with the law of Islam by doing injustice, it backfired on us. So the law of nature will backfire on you when you violate the laws of Islam. Okay? The process of establishing balance, it had to start first by ourselves, to balance our own creation. How is that? Allah in Surah Sad, He said, this should be to verse 72. I am creating a man out of earth, out of clay or mud or dirt. You know, the Quran says humans are created from dirt, humans are created from mud, humans are created from clay. Basically, these are different stages. So when Allah says created from dirt, that's first step. Then when Allah says created from mud, is when you add water to the mud, to the dirt, becomes mud. So that's a second step. And then when clay dries, when mud dries, it becomes clay. So that's a third step. So Allah's basically saying different things because He wants to highlight different stages. Dirt with water becomes mud, mud with some processing becomes clay, and so forth. Okay, so Allah says, I've created humans out of clay. So that's the first component, which is the materialistic component, which is the body. And then He says, when I make him perfectly, I'm going to breathe. When I perfect his creation, I'm going to breathe spirit into him. And then He said, when this happens, you fall down, prostrating yourself to Adam. So basically, Allah here is saying, I've created Adam from two things, body and soul. Okay. The spirit is the secret of life that makes things alive. The soul is you. So you are the soul. You are the soul. I am 53 years old soul. You are maybe 13 years old soul. So the soul is yourself, and the soul grows, and the soul will get corrupted if you could choose the path of corruption. And the soul will get purified if you choose the path of righteousness. So this is the soul, which is you. The soul is eternal. So you are not going to go anywhere. Your creation is not going to end. The soul is going to end up eternally in hell or eternally in heaven. But the soul doesn't die. When Allah created us, we were dead at the beginning. And then we become alive by birth. And then our soul will grow. And then we goes back to death again. And when Allah wills that during, after death, between death and the day of judgment, there will be other forms of creation, Allah is going to make our souls go to sleep during that time. And then Allah will wake up our souls again. And then Allah is going to combine again the bodies and the souls to make us alive again for the eternal life in Jannah or hell. So basically, the secret of life is the spirit. Okay, spirit doesn't change, but the soul is the one that changes from one person to another. Every person has his own or her own soul. Okay, so we have the body, we have the soul, and we need to keep the balance between them. We need to keep the balance between the body and the soul. So we should start by ourselves, keeping the balance in ourselves. There were three people came to ask about the worship of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when they heard about his worship, then they said, if he's Prophet Muhammad and he's doing such worship, then we need to do more worship to catch up, sort of catch up with him. So one of them said, I will pray all night and never go to sleep. The second one say, I will never marry women so that they don't distract me. And the third one, he said, I'll fast and never break my fast. When the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard that, they had a problem with keeping the balance between their needs of their body and the needs of their soul. So when Prophet Muhammad heard that, he got upset and he went and he gave a speech. He said that I do pray and sleep to keep the balance. I do fast and break my fast to keep the balance, and I do marry women to keep the balance. So he said that don't test the needs of your body, because the needs of your body against the needs of your soul, the needs of your body are going to at one point prevail, because body, your body needs to care. Okay, so now, so the ingredients, soul, which is the spiritual part, and body, which is the earthly part. Spiritual being is the soul, earthly being is the body. And we are required to maintain the balance between the body and the soul. And inshallah, this will be the topic of next week, that we are going to talk about how to maintain the balance between the body and the soul. And let me see here.